Okay, let's get into the next daf. Beitza daf chaf. Beitza daf chaf in the Yerushalmi. And we started the discussion of Erev Tafshil in the beginning of the second parak. Parak Yontif. Parak Yontif Shechalios Erev Shabbos. That's what we just started last time. And we discussed Machlokas Beshamai Beis Hillel. How many Tafshilin do you need? Beshamai says you need two. Beis Hillel says you need one. What the purpose of an Erev Tafshilin is that you start on Erev Yontif, getting ready for Shabbos. So it's a little of Kavod Yontif and a little of Kavod Shabbos. Right? The Bavli also talks about this. That on the one hand, like, you don't want to be mezalzel in Yontif, so it's Kavod Yontif not starting, but it's also Kavod Shabbos to start earlier. Right? We know the Gemara in the beginning of Beitza, the beginning of the second paragraph of Beitza discusses another machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding the whole week we should be thinking about Shabbos. Right? That's the Gemara here. On Tezayin Amid Aleph, let me just find the line where the Gemara says that the whole week Beis Shammai Beis Hillel had different approaches about how to get ready for Shabbos the whole week, how to fulfill Zachor as Yom Shabbos Lakadsho. Gemara says Tanya Amar Lav Al Shammai Azaken Kol Yomav Hayochal Lakavet Shabbos. The whole week he ate Lakavet Shabbos Matzah Behima Na'a Omer Zula Shabbos. If he found a beautiful animal, he said, "Oh, I'm going to keep this for Shabbos." Matzah Acheres Na'a Himena. If he found a nicer one than the first one, so then Minyach Hazashnia, then he would leave and save the second one that he saved, the Achlas Rishon, and he would eat the first one and save the best one. And that's generally what is assumed to be Lamaisa. Aba Hillel Azakin Mida Acheres Haisala. Hillel Azakin had a different Mida, a different behavior. Shekol Maisa, L'shem Shemayim. All of Hillel's behaviors were L'shem Shemayim. What does that mean? So we'll first read the Pasuk, Hashem Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. What does that mean? So Rashi explains. The Farshim explained that Hillel had such emunah that if he found something during the week, it's like, you know what, I'm going to eat this now because I know Hashem is going to find me something, for Shabbos. L'shem Shemayim Rashi boteach shetizdamin lo no'e l'Shabbos. He had such, but again, the poskim say maybe that's not what should be done. Is one of the cases by this is Shammai and Hillel, not about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So here we could go like Shammai. Hillel was on a level that maybe is not for us. But either way, that was part of the beginning of Kavod Shabbos and Kavod Yontif. So we also discussed whether it has a remez in the psukim. We said it's machlokas when the laws of Shabbos were given, and we had a machlokas, which Bezer will come back to, about do you have to have separate afia and bishul, right? Or do you say that it's all together? Once you do bishul, it's included in afia. Okay, Rav Kahana, we're up to Rav Kahana. Braid Rav Chia Barba Amar Bavad Shalo Yarim. When you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos? Again, you started before Yontif. When you're allowed to do that, as long as you're not ma'arim. Well, we've said there's a lot of harama. Harama came up at the end of the first parak also about certain types of subterfuges, but some of them are okay. We had spoken at Malicha a couple of daftim ago that one is allowed to salt a little bit here, is a little bit there until finally all his meat is salted. So here, what does Bevachlo Yare mean? It does not mean that if I'm cooking one piece of meat in a pot, I can't put in three pieces of meat in the pot. And really, it's for Yontif, but it's really for Shabbos, right? That's let's say we didn't make an Erev Tafshilin, right? So I'm cooking on Friday for Yontif, but I'll put three pieces in. That's going to be mutter. That's what's called Marbe B'Shiurin, that we'll see soon, is going to be allowed. But this is Bevachlo Yare if you have a separate tircha. If I made meat, and then I decide, you know what, I'm not going to have this meat, I'm going to have a different piece of meat. And I have an extra tircha that I do after I finish the first tircha or a separate action, that's what's not allowed. As we'll learn, the heter of marbe b'shiurin means that if I am doing one tircha, I'm allowed to expand that one tircha, and that's allowed on Yontif for Shabbos. But not, or even for weekday maybe, but not a separate tircha. You see in the Charedim, amasnisan koi, diktani avam avashal yantif, im hoser hoser l'shabbos, if you left over, as the Mishnah said, that if you have left over, you could leave it over, you could have left over for Shabbos, but it does not mean that you could be ma'arim. That means, hainu lo yavashal, but chile biyantif l'shabbos, hainu b'shtei kederos, achas liyantif achas l'shabbos, dibe kedera achas, yu laharbas l'chol ashari, even to be marbe b'chol, that's marbe b'shirin. That's what Rav Kahana is saying, that when the Mishnah says you can leave over, fine, you can leave over as long as it's one, you did one tircha, and you, even if you expanded in mind for Shabbos a little bit, that's okay. But let's get next five words are taken out. Tani, aval, we added the word aval to parallel it to the Bavli. Aval, ein osin miyantif lamotza yantif. You're not allowed to cook. You're allowed to be marba and have left over, but you can't cook from yantif to motza yantif. That's not allowed. That's a separate tircha you're not allowed to do. I'm sorry. Ein the aval is in the next line. Ein osin miyadav liyot shabbos l'motzi yadav aval. We change v'hatarni to aval. Aval mamali he isha kedera basar. Avui shein ochel mimenu l'chadichachat. As we just explained, a woman could fill up an entire pot with meat, even though she only needs to eat one piece of meat for yantif. But because it's one big tircha, that's what's called marbe b'shirin, and that's allowed. Or kum shel chamin, or fill up a whole thing of hot water, even though I only need one cup of tea. Why do I have a whole thing of hot water? I'm still allowed to. Afal pish, eno shosim imenu ela kos echad, even though I'm only having one kos. Because it's one big tircha, that's what's allowed. Aval pas, eno ofel etzarcha. Bread, I have different rolls. I have different doughs that I put on. So everyone is a separate tircha. So if I do more than for yantif, so then it's going to be a problem. That's not called marbe b'shiurin. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, skip the tidi. Reb Shimon ben Elazar omer, memale hi ish as atan or pas. No, Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, yeah, even by bread. Why in the days of old, they used to put the dough onto the sides of the walls of the oven. And Reb Shimon ben Elazar says that makes the oven taste better. Right, a woman could fill up the taner pas mepnei shabbas yafe b'shas shataner mali. When the taner is full, so that's what it makes it taste better. So it's even l'shem yantif, right? So therefore, that's not called an extra tircha. That would also be allowed for marbe b'shiurin. You see the korban eidah b'zman shataner mali b'shas shataner mali shetanu reim hayuk tanim. Their ovens were small. Umatzbikin pas bitfanos. They used to put the breads on the walls. Umitokshu malay, and since it's full, mismait chalalo, the space inside, the airspace was less, smaller. The ein makom lechamimuso lehispashet, and the heat wouldn't dissipate and become less hot. Tapas nefayafe, and that's why it was even better for the bread. That's from Shimon ben Elazar. There's a shaila. What about bezman hazeh? If you look in the tour discusses this in Taf Kuf Zion. Right, the tour comes. Let me find the right paragraph here. The tour in Taf Kuf Zayin discusses what about bezman hazeh? Why we don't have such? Do we have different types of ovens or not? So he discusses whether this applies bezman hazeh or not. Mutar lafos taner male pas, says the tour. Avol sheinu sarcha lapas echod appears Rashi dafka tanim shalahem. Avol tanurim shalanu quotes the tour. Ein lafos yosim imachet sarach. You can't have more. That's the tour. But if you look in the Me'iri, says, I don't know, I checked it out. This is classic. Me'iri says, I checked it out, and I saw it. It's true, even for ours. Me'iri here on Daf Yud Zayin. Yesh Mishakasa, he quotes this from the earlier Rishonim. Tour of the Rashi. Shalo nel markein el baterim shenelahem. Shem adzbikin es hapas bedofnei hatanur. Shemismal el chalalu mismait. Avo batanurim shalanu lo hutar ele bechlei mashet tzarech lo. That's what he quotes. Says the Me'iri, v'kvar chakarnu bedavar. We checked it out. We tested. Umatsanu sha'af bishalanu apas yafa yoser kshataner male. Even nowadays, it's better when you put 10 challahs in the oven than just one. Umitokach anu matirin af betanurin shalanu hein gadol hein katan. That's the Me'iri. The Me'iri says bezan hazeh. Again, you have to know. You have to know. You have to ask the bakers whether it's true or not, and they would be able to bake it even more. Again, bezman hazeh, most of us aren't doing too much baking on yantif anyway. But lamaisa the meikar adin, that is the issue. The issue of ribu b'shiurin cannot be discussed without the Ran. The Ran on this sugya, the Ran on our sugya, on Daf Tesla Beis in the Daf Yarif. The Tanner, after the Ran quotes this halacha, he says, Umiyo mashma, de l'rabos b'shiura b'yantif mutter. Sounds like ribu b'shiurin is mutter on yantif, as is said here. Uda amrina l'kaman, like it says later on, eim ezamna nesa'akum b'yantif, gzeira sh'yamar b'shilo. For a non-Jew to come on Yontif, you can't invite him for the meal because you might be marbe b'shvilo. Hainu shemiyarbe b'shvilo b'kedera acheres. Steira acheres. In one kedera, it's all mutter. That's rib b'shirin. But you can't be marbe b'acheres. So the Ran asks, what about the Gemara in Menachas Samach Dalid? Right, this Gemara is only in Menachas. It's not in Shabbos. But it's obviously to do with a lot of Hilchos Shabbos. Chola she'amdul l'shtei grogos. A chola needs two dried figs or else he's going to die. And v'ika shtei grogeris b'shtei uksin. So there's two grogeris on two. There's branches. So you have to pick the figs. You're allowed to pick the figs. It's the malach of kotzer, but it's pikuach nefesh. You're allowed to pick the figs. So there's one fig on one branch, one fig on another branch, and three figs on a third branch. But he only needs two. So is it better, ask the Gemara, to do cut the two branches and just get those two figs, but it's two mices katsiras, or to do cut one branch, and then you have the three figs. Right, that's the question of the Gemara. Fascinating. V'shalosh ukas be'echad. Hey, my sinan. Shtayim, my sinan. The chazian lady. You cut two, and you just do the. You get it. What you need. Odil mashalos my sinan. Or do you say three to come a ma'id bibitzira? Three because you have what you did less harvesting. And what's the Gemara's maskani? You get the three. Shalosh my sinan. Shtayim lo my sinan. Mishum to mi'uta bibitzira adif. Because it's better to do less cutting, less harvesting. The Adkan says the Ran Loi Boy Lan Hassan. The only question there is Elakia Gavna to Bishtayim Bishne Uksin Ikiri Bitsira. The only Shaila is cause on the two, they're two separate acts. Aval Mashma de Bshitala, but it's Mashma Pashit. What if you have two on one Ukits and three on the other Ukits? It's Pashit that you can only do the one with the two Uksin. Shtaim Bogusech, Vatosh Ukits Echad, the Shtayim Maisin, Shlomit Maisinan, the Ruby Shirasir. So it's Mashma over there. The only reason that there's a Shaila there is because one branch has one, and the other one has three. But what if one had two? One branch had two, and one had three. Then, of course, you have to do the two one, not the three one. 1 second. Ribi Bishirin. It's one act of cutting. So why would that be Aser? So our Gemara sounds like Ribi Bishirin is Mutter. That Gemara over there, Ribi Bishirin is Aser. So says the Ron one answer, and then he does not like that answer, and he argues. It quotes from the Reeve. It tirates Rizal. The Hassam b'Shabbos Dafka, the Ika Isser Skila. Maybe Shabbos is more Chamor. There's already B'Shirim because it's Isser Skila. But Yantav to Isser Lavi Kilu, maybe that's the difference between Shabbos and Yantav. And he asked from a Gemara in Irvin about Ishtava Chamime. V'harashba Amzal Mosif, oh, the Rashba adds, says the Ran, V'arafilu Laman de Mefarish Hassam, the Yisrael Kamar. Okay, close the Gemara in Irvin, which is not our topic now. The Ron doesn't like this answer. Tabani, skip down. But Tabani Alehem. I don't know what they're talking about. The Imkain, Maikoi Moilon Hasim Menachas. Pshita Tishalosh Maisi. If you're telling me that it's because of an Isser Shabbos, of course you do the three. What's the whole Shaila? Ribi Bishira lo mitzvah lo midrabanan. Ribi Bitzira mitzvah midaraisa. Right? What is it? Ribi Bishira, and you want to say it's an Isser Drabana, but that's Kitsira to Daraisa. Says the Ron, skipping a little bit, I think, no, there's a fundamental chilak here between Shabbos and Yantav, but not Skila versus Lav. The difference, there's a difference between het ech ochel nefesh an yantif and pikuach nefesh an Shabbos. Ah, famous Ran. L'tichav nir libar, devadai ribi shi'ura, it's famous in this sugya. Devadai ribi shi'ura b'Shabbos midaraisa mitzah, ribi b'shi'ura on Shabbos is also daraisa. V'yafilu hachi lo dummy, ribi b'shi'ura b'yantif, the ribi b'shi'ura b'Shabbos. But there's still a big difference between the ribi b'shi'ura of Shabbos and yantif. Shabbos, right, pikuach nefesh is dechuya. Shashabis dechuya he eats al chola below hutra. It's dechuya, and therefore ribi b'shiurin is not allowed. Leficha kol shaha ikar malacha asur afto safto kamohu. If the ikar malacha is asur, so then the tosefis is also included, and it's only mutter bedochik umitzu midaraisa. Avo yantiv shaocha nefesh hutarba dafilu efshar me'erav yantiv shari kol shu marbe al ha'ikar ribi b'shiurin mutter b'vachol yeh b'torach echad. So that's the Ran. Ribui pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is dechuya. Remember, the Gemara never uses that word hutra dechuya by pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. Only by tuma hutra dechuya b'tzibur. But the Rishonim expand that concept of hutra dechuya to other contexts. That's the Ran here. Va'od and he adds shenir alem lechachamim shekiva chamar Torah achashi yochal lechol nefesh lo hutra chalishkol uledaktek. Basically, once there was a heter, the Chazal didn't want you to be measure every little morsel of food, this exact amount. One act is going to be mutter. Aval b'Shabbos shoha ikar asur afto sefta kamomi daraisav lo nitan litchos yitzachola. That is the Ran, important Ran. But we noted in the past that Ran is discussing hutra dechuya. Pikuach nefesh is dechuya on Shabbos, and heter ochal nefesh is hutra. But remember the Ramban. The Ramban holds that it's even more than hutra. Let's mention that Ramban again. The Ramban is the great grand rebbe of the Ran. In Perach of Gimel and Emor, the Ramban talks about melechas ochal nefesh. Remember what he says. He says, well, how do you define ochal nefesh, not ochal nefesh? The Torah says the Ramban is medayi, kol melechas avoda lo sasu. When the Torah says melechas avoda, the Ramban talks about, it does not have to say the heter, what's mutter. Because melechas avoda doesn't include the iser of the heter of ochal nefesh. When the Torah says kol malacha lo sasu, just kol malacha, so then the Torah has to say kol malacha lo sasu, but melechas ochal nefesh is mutter. But avoda doesn't even include it. The Ramban's lashon umalacha shehi ba'ochal nefesh he meleches hana'a lo meleches avoda. The Zimizvar b'Torah. It's unbelievable. The Ramban is meduyak. Basically, what the Ramban is saying, before we read his words, the Ramban is saying it's even more than hutra. It's not even nechla b'chal ha'isr. It's like saying on Tuesday you're allowed to do malacha. What it was mutter. It was matired because it should be usher, but it's matir. No, Tuesday is never usher in the first place. So to on Yantif, the only malacha that's usher is malacha zavoda. Malacha zanava was never included in the isser. It says even more than hutra, the Ramban would say. Says the Ramban, ki bezmer bezmer b'torah, ki b'chaka matzol shnemar shamar tchila, ka malacha lo ye'asa b'hem. By Pesach it says, all malacha you can't do. Chutzrach lafari, so the Torah has to then say, acha she'yachal l'chol nefesh, hu levada yasa l'chem. And that's to say the heter. U b'shar kol yamim tovim, yikatzer. And the other yamim tovim, it's said in short version, v'yomar kol malachas avoda lo sa'asu, lesar kol malachas she'enena ochol nefesh. It doesn't say by any of the other yamim tovim, says the Ran. Kol malacha. Ramban points that out. Unbelievable. Ha'ara. V'lo yifarish b'm heter ochol nefesh. It doesn't say malach in general, so it doesn't have to say the heter ochol nefesh. Ki meleches avoda yomad alzeh. That is the Ramban here in Perchav Gimel of Emar, Pasuk Zayin. That's on the meleches avoda. Again, arguing with Rashi, who says meleches avoda is chisar on kiss. Good. So that is the Ran on Ribu Bishirin. Let's continue now on our daf. Says the Gemara, like Rav Shimon Elazar, who said that once, but even by bread, close the tanur is nefa yafa when there's a lot of bread in there, it's all mutter. Darsh Rav Yochanan Lativiroi, Kahada, Rav Shimon Elazar, Rav Yochanan in Tveria, also darshened when he gave a shear, like Rav Shimon Elazar, and therefore mutter to do by the, even more, by more bread. Havi darsh lahom lahalacha, v'inan sarvan l'uvda. He darshened it lahalacha. He was giving a shear in the base medrash, theoretically. But they thought it was Lamaisa. They thought it was Lamaisa. They weren't sure. Or a different version of the story. Is the boy Meimar Lo'uvda Darash Lahon. He was darshaning it Lamaisa. Asim v'shalom leva darshan l'alacha. And then they went to ask him, really? And they said, no. It's theoretical. Chaz ava darash lahon. And then he darshaned again. V'lo yandani l'alacha il'uvda. Right, so it's not clear what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Right, sometimes it was confusing, but sometimes Rabbi could give a shir, and the Talmidim will think, okay, that's Lamaisa, but Rabbi has to be very careful. What's Lamaisa, and what is meant just for Lahalacha v'lo Lamaisa, as it's called. And sometimes there's confusion, right? Sometimes a Rebbe will say something. Sometimes a Rebbe is so off, and not off, just like higher up in Talmidim. Remember the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel on the base, right before the Gemara about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So that's what the Gemara in Erevin says about Rabbi Meir. Am Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, Galui v'yadua l'bnei mishamar v'haya ha'olam. Right, Hashem knows. She'ein b'doros Rabbi Meir kamoso. Nobody's like Rabbi Meir in his generation. He's off the charts. Umedimalo kavu halacha kamoso. So why isn't halacha like him if he was the sharpest? Shelo yichlu chaver of lamar osov daito. Because his companions, his talmidim, couldn't be masik, couldn't understand what he was saying sometimes. They didn't understand. Shehu omer al tamei tahar umar al opanim. He would explain why something tamei is tahar and it'd give a good svara. Al tahar tamei umar al opanim. And then say why something is tahar is tamei. And explain why. So they couldn't handle it. Tana lo Rabbi Meir Shmuel al Rabbi Nehorai Shmuel. And where he says maybe his real name is Rabbi Nehorai. Lama nikma Shmuel Rabbi Meir is called Rabbi Meir. So Meir eini chacham mahalacha. Right? Even though we might not paskin like him always. But he's still Brighton, Meir Eini Chachamim Lahalacha. And then it says his real name wasn't Nehorai, his real name was Rav Nechemya. He was called Nehorai Shemaner Eini Chachamim Behalacha. So there's a lot here about Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yavam Rabbi Yochanan, Talmud Hoyle Rabbi Meir, Vesumchus Shmo. So I guess Sumchus took after his Rabbi Rabbi Meir. Vishaya Omer Al Kotar Vedavar Al Cheltuma. He went deep into the concepts. But again, here it doesn't say Remeir said the opposite. Remeir said explain how Tame could be Tar and Tar could be Tame. Sumchas didn't do that. Sumchas gave 48 reasons for Tuma of something Tame, and 48 reasons of Tar of something Tahar. Then Tana Talmud Vasek Kaya Biyavna Shematara Sasheres B'mei V'chamishin Ta'amim. Right? Maybe that was like in Rabbi Meir's school. He came up with 150 reasons, not that he was going to be Lamaisa, because obviously the Torah says it's Metame, but 150 reasons why a Sheret should be Tahar. Amar Avina Ani Adon Vatarenu Uma Nachash Shememis Umar Betuma Tahar. If a Nachash, which is deadly, And it's Mar Betuma, right? Still, it starts. Not one of the Shratzim. Share it. Chain name is Mar Betuma lo kol shekein. Right? So you have this, idea of somebody, the Rebbe could be so far up so that the Talmidim couldn't relate. So here too, they couldn't figure out what Rabbi Yochanan meant, whether he was saying Lamaisa or not Lamaisa. Okay, we continue. Amar Rebbe Abba Bar Zavdi, finishing up the section. Hor Rebbe Yavo, Kata, Dor Shimon Elazar. He also paskin like this Shita of Rebbe Shimon Elazar. Good. Eruv et Tavshilin Kachin. The next section is in some editions of the Yerushalmi. We're going to go, it's in this edition that the that we have here in the Oz V'Hadar. So we're going to go with this this edition. Says the Gemara, Eruv et Tavshilin Kachin. What do you do for an Eruv Tavshilin? How do you set us Eruv Tavshilin? So like other Eruvin, you set something aside, you make a bracha, and you say a nusach. Right, so no tel pas ke beitza, the tafshel kezayis, interesting lashon, bread you take a beitza, and tafshel kezayis, later on it says everything's kezayis, but it says the cooked item, is a kezayis and the baked item is a beitza. V'omer, baruch atah Hashem, v'chulu, asher kedushonu, b'tzazah v'sivanu, al mitzvahs eirif, it makes a bracha. He said, the same bracha of eirif tafshilin, and eirif chatzeros, and eirif tchumin, it's all the same bracha. So that's why, if you ask a trivia question, right, if Eruv Tavshilin can only be made on a Wednesday or a Thursday. So if you say, what's a bracha that you can only say on a Wednesday or a Thursday? So Al Mitzvahs Eruv, that's not exactly true. Because you can take the same bracha, Al Mitzvahs Eruv, on Eruv Chatzeros, you can do any day of the week. And Eruv Tachumen you do on Friday. So it's, in a certain sense, it's a trivia question. Okay. Umasne v'omer, and after you make the bracha, you make it tonight. Bidin yehe shari la'afuye ilavashula miyantav l'chaveru, miyantav l'shavis. Again, tonight here doesn't mean literally tnai, like we've said, you make a condition, but it's just the formula. What's the formula? With this mechanism that Chazal gave me, I should be able to bake, I should be able to cook, miyantif l'chavero, miyantif l'shabbos. What's yantif to Shabbos? Yantif to Shabbos, I understand. What's yantif l'chavero? 2 days of yantif? You can't cook from, we use an Eretz Shilin to cook from one day in Chutz Laretz, from yantif Ishtu to yantif Sheni, right? That's suffic, and it could be that the first day is yantif, the second day is chol, and then you're not allowed to cook from yantif to chol. So the Ravya, the Charedim here on the next daf quotes the Ravya, but the Ravya Hilchos Yantif Tavshin Memches said no. It really refers to one case. Some of the case where Yantif is on Friday. Yantif is Friday, so it means you're cooking for the second day of Yantif, which is Shabbos. Right, that's the Ravya here in Tavshin Memches. Tavshin Memches says the Ravya. Not all Rishonim have this Yerushalmi, but he has it. V'hayde kamar Yerushalmi Yantif v'chaveiro nirali de pirusho hachi imchalu shnei yamim tovim. Be'erev Shabbos, u'b'Shabbos, shenimsa ha'Shabbos yantif sheni, tzarach lomar miyantif l'chaveiro. So there you also say miyantif l'chaveiro. T'haino nami miyantif l'Shabbos, v'kulu chada milsehi. It's all one thing, v'alashon mochiach, to come miyantif l'chaveiro, miyantif l'Shabbos below vav. It doesn't say vav, as if we don't have a vav. Right, we don't have a vav here, so it's according to Argus, it's one case. But just 2 days of yantif, of course, an eruv doesn't help. Maybe the first one is kodesh, the sheni is chol. So that's the Ravya quotes on this is only according to. It's one case. It's not 2 days of yantif. And the lashon here we have la'afuya la'vashule. Right? We know there's a longer lashon that we have, but maybe we'll talk about that in a little bit. Li, what else do you say? Li ulamisha somkan alerv zeh. You can make an eruv for you, and you can have other people in mind. Ulamisha somkan alerv zeh. Whoever wants to rely on this eruv, ad motzo yantif achron. You can make an eruv even before the first days of yantif, even for the last days of yantif, as long as ubavad sheyehe eruvo shamur an moitzo yantif achron. As long as it's still around. Right, the whole point of Erev is that it has to still be there when you want to prepare from Yantif to Shabbos, because you're being mosif. That's the whole idea, the mechanism. Achlo osha avad, if it got eaten or lost before the when you want to use it. So zorach la'arev Yantif Achron, then you have to make another Erev. Good. Rebchiyah b'shem Reb Yochanan, zorach lomar alayv yalk b'shelo erev. You have to say, for me and anyone who else didn't make an Erev. So in the Bavli, you only have this by the Rav Ha'ir, right? You don't have this by everybody. It sounds like from here, right, the Sefer Haredim talks about this. Machlokas Rishonim, does everybody, should everybody say this? You have everybody in mind? Or just the Rav Ha'ir say this? Right? Look in the Haredim. Tzorach Lomar. K'sha'adam osa Erev Tavshilin, v'achi ashkan betamad bavli, Rabbi Ami v'Rav Asi ma'arvi akulei Tveria. They made it for the old Tveria. V'kasav mikan harab Yaakov bal haturim. Right, the Tveria's name is Rabbi Yaakov. So the Haredim says that the Tur quotes, She mitzvah al kol gadol ha'ir, la arev Akol b'nei yiro, every gadol ha'ir should have everybody else in mind. Aval agos ha'shri kashay b'shem arzarua, he quotes the arzarua. Kolashin ha'zeh shel Yerushalmi, he just quotes this line of the Yerushalmi, meaning everybody, right? Ubavadya, you should say this, right? The mashpesh ha'kol adam tzorach l'asos came. Right, so it sounds like everybody. Because of Odor of Yaakov, the Yotze Beiruvo, Kol Misha Yatarot or Shachav Alo Iyev, and the Torah also quotes, as we know, if somebody was tarot or forgot, Avol Misha Yefshel Al Ayv Lo Irev. The Bavli said this: if somebody could have made an Erev and didn't, Ela Samach Al Gadol Ha'ir Lo Asa Klum. You can't on Bemazed not do the Takana Drabanan. But Tzorach Lazakos Al Yidei Lahem Al Yidei Acher. Okay, so we continue. So Rabbi Yochanan has this line that everybody, Harish lo Erev, if you didn't, Achirim she'irbum, which are lasos lo bishalo. So if you didn't make an Erev, your food is not ne'asar. Other people could use your food to make food for you on Yantif. Rabbi Zerika, Mashem Rabbi Zerira, b'mezaka lo bishalo. But it means you have to be mezaka it to them. They can't use your food while it's still yours. You have to be makne it to them, so then it's like their food. And even though usually kinyanim and amutter on Shabbos and Yantif, okay, the Zorach Mitzvah we mentioned in the past is mutter. Dilokain nimsu osan lo mishalo, because if you don't, if he's not makne it to you, then it's his. And while it's his, Chazal already made a fine, and we're kone. So he can't use his food. But as long as it's the other person's food. Lo irev, lo irev, lo lacherim. What if there's no irev? If he didn't make an irev, nobody else in his town, he's living on a desert island. So the Chazal say you could make basic needs. That's it. Basic, bare necessities. Reb Yitzchak amar l'tzol lo daga, a little fish. Reb Chuna amar l'machami lo chamid, a little hot water. Shmuel amar madlikos haner. You could light a candle. Interesting. There is a machlok, as we've shown him. The Shulchan Aruch discusses, what if, we mentioned this in the last year, what if you have no plans to do any malacha? Right? Do you have to make an Erev Tavshilin if you're just going to light Shabbos candles? Right? Just lighting Shabbos candles, so that itself could be, because that's a malacha. So is that, does that need an Erev Tavshilin? Right? That's the question, whether it needs an Erev Tavshilin. That's the discussion in Sif Yutess in the Shulchan Aruch. Mishalo Erev, Mutla Havak Ner Shal Shabbos. The Yesh Osrim, right, quotes of Machlokas Rishonim, whether you would need an Erev Tavshilin for Havakas Ner is 2 days on the Shulchan Aruch. Mr. Burr explains Mutter, Tila Havak Havakas Ner in Tzorach Erev. Well, the day Azu, Ein Omrim Benusof Bahadene Ruva Luke Shraga. According to this day, you don't have that Lashon. But the one that says Yesh Osrin says that no, that others, the Rosh and the Ran quote, that maybe you do need an Erev, and then you would say La Luke Shraga in the Nusach of the Heter. Good. Tni, we continue. Tni, Rabbi Chia, Mimali, Lochav Shomayim, Malikos Aner. Rabbi Chia used to fill up a barrel of water and also light the candle, which are what? Carbon Eida, the Dvarim Elu Einam Bechal Malacha. Right, these aren't called malacha. He didn't think that you need an erev for avakas neiros. Imkin hachanami gabi erev tavshilin mutar neil malachas lo asru chachamim. So Rabbi Chiya says certain basic malachas that are just for basic needs don't even need an erev tavshilin. Ma'isa bechachi there's been a latam Torah. The story of somebody who is madir there's some latam Torah. Machlokas Rishonim, what does this mean? We're going to go, the Haredim here quotes a Machlokas Rishonim, we'll go with one shot. Somebody wants his son to learn Torah and not be busy with kibbutz of aim and other responsibilities, so he says, I'm not going to get any hanah from you. And then his son doesn't have to do anything for him. And Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta said, he could still do basic things for you. That was never included, meant to be included in the neder. And if this is true, then maybe it's also not included in the need for Erev Tavshilin. V'hitulah lamalos locha v'shamayim al ha'vagos aner. Also, those basic ideas he allowed him to do, it wasn't a violation of the neder, and the Gemara is saying it would be parallel also, it wouldn't need an Erev Tavshila. Reb Chiya Rabba, so we end today with a story. Reb Chiya Rabba went into his house. He was traveling, and he didn't end up coming back until Yontif on Friday. Amrin Lay in Shin Marav, they said, oh, we forgot to make an Erev Tavshila. Amr Lahon, he says, is Hacha Tlufchim in Esmo? You have any lentils from yesterday? Have any lentils left over? Amr Layin, they said, yeah, we have some lentils left over. He says, oh, okay, as long as you have lentils left over, it's okay. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Three diyukim. Hada Amr Afilu Menechad. Is this saying that he passes like Beis Hillel? You only need one type of thing? Which wouldn't be bad, but could you prove that? Is Havi Bontardin? No, maybe there were beets also in there. Hada Amr Avabi Shein Bam Kazayis. He didn't ask for how many lentils. Is it even if there wasn't a Kazayis? Is Havi Bunshura? Maybe there was a Kazayis. Hada Amr Einatok Lahasnos. Is it true that you don't even have to make set it as Neir Tavshilin? You just have leftover food? Amr Rav Chisda, no. Tnai Hai Lor Bichia Hagadol. He was Masne already yesterday. He was Masne. Meaning, he when he was on the road, he says, my family might forget. And if they forget, you know, I'm setting it now. I'm saying it for them. So he basically did the nusach, even though they didn't know about it. Look at the Meiri here, the Meiri on Daf Tezayin, just how did he know that they had lentils? Like, that's automatic? He said, you have any lentils left over? Linyan Biur, Anitama, Heches Kimu, Kolkacha, Babli, Vahayirushalmi, Ba'adoshim, Acha, Beyirushalmi, Shal, Derak Shitus, Les Hachatalfachin, Umeichan Borolosh, Adoshim, Alkumes. How do you know that? So it must be Nirish, Shemin Hagoseyem. Their Minag must have been, says the Meiri, Shahalayla, Shemachratso, Erev Yantif, if the night before, Erev Yantif, what they used to eat. They wouldn't eat fleishik the night before Yantif. Lo haya ochlin basar, vayamavirim shaitam bidvarim kalim minikinis. Kedelikanis lo Yantif l'teyavon. Fascinating. Right? Erev Yantif, they wouldn't eat such, so much food. So he knew that they had lentils. They knew they would have something, so you could go in l'teyavon. Uminagol chikinios, that's how he knew that they would have. Okay, we'll have to stop here.